When has it ever been different? But should I warn? Well, I guess if we start now, should I warn the listeners that you're going through something, you know, you're going through this website update? You know, I don't. Well, you know, I don't want them to think that you're, you know, not in the right mood to talk about certain stuff. Like, I'm going to have to really shy away from talking about website stuff because I don't want to trigger you.
No, I'm a tough boy, so we can handle it. But you can, yes, okay. You can set it up.
Are you sure, Deepu?
Yeah, I'm prepared for it. I'm a man, even if real life shit's going on, I can set that aside and be entertaining about anything.
Right, so here's the joke. Here's the fucking joke we're going through. Deepu, last night I'm having a family emergency with my grandmother,
uh-huh.
And Deepu goes, I got some grandma material. I go, and here's what I know behind the scenes that people don't know is that okay. A lot of times, if Deepu had told me, let's say it this way, any other working relationship with someone, you go, no, I had this thing about grandmas. I would go, all right, the show must go on, and things like that. I know this asshole. He just wrote it. He probably only thought of this grandma material. I told you this grandma thing last night. Uh-huh. So when did you write it?
First of all, it's based on a
– Hold on. When did you write it?
I talked about my grandma last night at dinner. A story.
What time? I want to know times specifically.
Okay, we sat down for dinner at around 8:30.
I texted you? No.
No. You saw my Instagram stories before you texted me about your grandma, I believe.
No. No way.
Well, in any case.
Okay, we're going to talk about your Instagram today anyway, so it's okay.
Okay,
but
great.
I then tell you that, and Deepu doesn't just go, I wanted to talk about grandmas today. Instead of going just, you know what, I'll pocket that bit. You know, I'll pocket that bit for a little bit. I wrote it. Maybe I can work it out a little bit. Deepu, you pushed me. You were like, I really got to talk. And then you literally tried to get out of today's recording by saying, I'm updating my website.
Well, listen.
That's not a joke. That's not a joke. That's my joke on you saying, I've been going through this website updating. Oh my!
First of all, website updates are very stressful. I have a business.
No, they are not.
Yes, they
are.
No,
they're not.
I'm hiring someone halfway around the world, and I'm just.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so here was
pennies on the dollar.
Hold on, everyone else knows how I'm going to react.
Yeah, pay people more. Pay out the ass.
No,
pay an American.
Nope, you are so missing the point. I really don't care about that at this moment.
Pay your grandma.
What? Because that doesn't. Okay, stop it. It's not funny. What was that joke? Pay my grandma. Just to call back. So you could have just said grandma. It's like we talked about with political jokes. We talked about this once. You can't just say a politician's name and that's a joke. You got to make a point. So you might as well have just said grandma. Save yourself the mouth calories.
Okay. Thank
you. Might as well just say grandma.
I'm all about efficiency.
It didn't matter. Here's my whole point. My whole point is not, oh, you had to hire some. You hired. You're not even doing any of the coding yourself. Everyone knows
Neither
listening
is he.
To this that Mike would have
it's
had.
All templates.
Mike would have,
it's all okay. templates.
Okay. So then, Deepu, that's not a goddamn excuse to miss a recording. If you're hiring someone, that's like saying, oh, I'm having a really stressful day. They're mowing my lawn. What is wrong with you? Let's start the show. This is. We're just going to call it October Saga. We're still on that because the end of the October Saga is going to lead us into our brand new format, fully formatted show. Very exciting. I think we're close to a year in at this point, and now we finally got the format of the show.
Well, you do. I'm not going to say I have it, but
well, what you have and don't have is always up for debate. Let's so go ahead, and then we're going to talk about Deepu's Instagram and how it was ridiculous. So it just October Saga, Mike edition.
Okay,
roll it in.
This is Let's Start a Cult podcast.
Ooh.
October edition, Mike episode, theme song
Great.
By
October Saga.
Yeah, October. So whoops. Should I start
again?
I think that was a fine take.
Well, no, you know what? Great. Tell us who the theme song's by.
This is Let's Start a Cult podcast.
Oh,
October
for fuck's
Saga.
Sake, October Saga theme song by Freddie Unreal by the Turnbucklers. Jesus. So let's talk about Deepu's Instagram. Hold on, shut up. Before I explain the new format, I want to get into some real house cleaning first. Okay, so Deepu goes on his Instagram. There's a couple things we're going to discuss about your Instagram before we get into the real show.
I've been active on Instagram. I've been active.
Okay, we'll debate that as well. Deepu goes on. There's a couple of Instagram things. Deepu goes on Instagram. It was Deepu's birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What star sign are you?
Sagittarius.
Oh, that means you're going to get lots of moles on your knee. Deepu puts Deepu puts up this Instagram video thanking someone for a birthday present. And he's laughing now because he doesn't know why that's funny. So, Deepu,
no, I don't. I really don't.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, not just on social media, because I don't want to degrade the weirdness of this. I really want to give it the – it's the weirdest publicly available video I've ever seen.
That can't be the case. No.
Deepu, let me explain it to you in another way where you're not using the same words, because I feel as though some of these new age words are making you feel like it's less weird. You publicly televised your someone for a birthday present.
Well, when you say televised, that makes it seem so much worse.
That's what you did. So you shot it over
a TV spot.
The internet is a version of radio waves. You broadcast.
You've officially lost everyone who was on your side.
I've officially lost everyone who doesn't bother learning what the fucking internet is. The internet now operates through radio waves because we look at it on our phones, right?
We
send it wirelessly. That's how we do it. We use it radio frequencies, the same as television. You broadcast it. You televised yourself thanking someone for a birthday present. This is not a private account. You could just follow R2Deepu anywhere. Anyone can follow this account. And so they open up to be entertained by this world-class New York City comedian. And there he is, not even really doing anything funny. Just it's a sincere, and not even that sincere. Hold on, that's the other part of it. You know, I can understand someone saying, I want to shout to the world, like, man, this was so helpful. You know, if someone, let's say someone's down on their luck, and let's go right to the heartstrings version of it, because I think there's lots of mediums in between. Someone's down on their luck, and you go, so-and-so lent me, like, you know, $200, and I managed to pay. I kept my electricity on this month. You know, I can understand that guy. This wasn't that heartfelt. It was a very boring, uninspired thing of thanking his friend for a piece of very intricate technology that's not even interesting enough to describe on the show. And don't describe it. Sometimes I say that deeply, and you think I'm doing a bit. Mm-hmm. Please don't do it. It's fucking boring.
I won't.
Fucking boring. And so then, as a reaction, because it's a publicly televised thing, I commented that hurt.
Before you get to the comments, maybe we should handle my part of it before we get to that.
Let's handle it. Deepu televised a boring thank you note, which would have been much more meaningful if you had written an email or written a note or done anything other than what you did.
But no, you see, I benefited from this post in so many ways, okay?
Oh, good. Let's hear Machiavelli. How did you get your psychopathic benefit from putting this up there?
Okay, first of all, one of the big things I was trying to...
Hold on. I really don't want this. This has to relate. You can't make this about anything technical.
No, absolutely not. Can you fucking let me talk before you accuse me of doing shit? I hate it when you do that.
Okay, can you give me a minute to decide if I'm going to let
you
talk?
I was not going to be mean to your grandma at all.
I'm thinking about letting you talk.
And then you shut down the whole grandma thing. Now you're shutting down and me talking about this?
All right, talk about it. Go ahead.
Go fuck yourself.
I will.
You know what? Whatever. I'll just continue. So going into this, I was trying to show off that a guy came all the way to my neighborhood. I kind of live far away. He came all the way to my neighborhood on my birthday from a really far away place to sell me a piece of equipment at a huge discount off of retail price.
Can I say something?
Uh-huh. Please.
Can I say something? I'm going to play the audio that you posted compared to that. Because my only point is that you made no effort to make this fucking interesting. That somebody sold you something at a discount price for your birthday, which, by the way, not really a birthday present. That's another weird thing you didn't really mention.
The driving was more the present.
Okay, Deepu, there was no passion in it. I'm going to play the audio right now.
All
right,
go.
Hey, I just want to thank Josh Alba for coming by my place and dropping off a pretty sweet piece of equipment, the Elgato HD60S. Thank you, Josh. Great birthday gift.
Please.
Okay, so everyone has just heard
my memory of the situation. Now we're going to hear the actual...
And then you heard the actual thing. The comparison between you really... I had to get you fired up to really get the passion out of you. But really, everybody else watched that video and was like, what is this? And that's why in the comments section, me making fun of this fucking video... People who don't talk to you too much, other podcasters, the Listening Party podcasts, they were having a ball too because everybody else inherently saw. It's one of these things, Deepu, where sometimes you do things on social media and I don't know if you know how silly they are. point number two about you being silly on social media. By the way, we had a technical difficulty at one point, and I had to tell Tipu to stop talking because he said he was just saying so many ridiculous things, and I was very upset. Nobody. One of them was my body's reacting badly to the hot pot, which I this is when he was blowing his nose. So if you don't know, hot pot is a stew. So somehow stew leads to him blowing his nose. It's amazing. I don't know what – he's my little burger boy. I don't know what planet he's from. So we got to get through this stuff quick though so we can get to the show. Okay. So not only that, but then Deepu sends me – this is another part of the birthday unemotionalism. Deepu then sends me a text message and goes – and Deepu knows I live in Boston, first of all. So he sends me a text message going, you know, I'm having a birthday dinner on such and such day if you want to come. I go, oh, that's so nice. No, I'm in Boston, and we joke around. But that asshole, this was a public event. You were advertising it. You wanted comedy fans to come. What is wrong with you?
Wait, hold on. Comedy? Wait, what? What are you talking about?
You had this pub. It was a public event, your birthday dinner.
First of all, can you slow down with this whole...
But okay, you invited me to something, making it seem like it was this personal invitation.
It is personal.
And it was a...
It was
not personal. Didn't you advertise it on your Instagram as well? That people could come to this party,
okay,
open to all.
Okay, here's what happens. I had low RSVP numbers. I needed to juice the numbers to have a ballin' party, and I did what I had to do.
But it made me feel I wanted to come. I was in Boston. I wanted to come, but it made me feel special that I was invited. So you got none of the things. I didn't get to come to the party. And then you were like, well, fuck it. It doesn't really matter who I invite.
The people I care about and the people I do podcasts with all got the invites first.
Yes, but then that invite was cheapened.
Okay, yes. I will admit that.
Yes,
it was cheapened heavily.
You showed pictures of it on your meetup calendar, asshole.
No, the meetup group actually...
All right, I'm done with it. That was ridiculous. Deepu's most ridiculous birthday in the history of anything. Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast. I had to burn through all that stuff. How you doing, Deepu?
I'm doing great.
You're braving through the website update. It's really stressful having someone else do work for you. You're doing good.
Yeah, I mean,
you're still holding up.
It's like having my kid in the maternity ward. It's like, you know, I can't wait to bring...
It's nothing like that. It's nothing like that.
What?
It's nothing like that.
It's my baby.
It's zero like that. It's zero things like that.
I don't know, man.
It's zero. Do you want to know how? Because people have listened to this show for 60 episodes. They're sitting at home going, this motherfucker has never mentioned his website. So we know it's not your baby. So I'm done talking about it. Deepu, I want you to tell me about something and make it romantic.
When the moon hits your eyes.
Nope. Nope. That's a song. That's a song about pizza.
Okay. This blade of grass.
Why don't you tell me about Soundbite?
Soundbite. Oh, I can tell you all about Soundbite. Soundbite is a great app. Record 14-second clips and upload it to the Soundbite app.
Okay, new format to the show. Obviously, you know, we didn't take a survey. And we'll have a we didn't take a survey this week. But we're going to start doing things in a different way. You're going to hear an interview with me and Patricia. Patricia was on the show before. During the beginning part of the October saga when we had horrible, horrible problems. But me and Patricia talked. And Patricia, you're going to hear Patricia through the next few weeks. And she's going to give us some ideas for our we didn't take a survey. So you're going to hear that part of the interview right now. What's your favorite food, Patricia, as a side note?
Well, I'm vegan, so I can only eat like stuff that's not made from animals.
Let me just say, the most depressing answer I've ever heard. Not because you're vegan. It's just instead of saying, what's your favorite food? You're like, food no longer gives me joy. I have assimilated with the vegans. I no longer care for food. You don't have a favorite food anymore then? This is not a good pitch for being vegan,
Patricia.
Well, yeah,
Patricia. I make a really good vegan mac and cheese.
This is what I don't like. Everybody needs to get better. Just say you make mac and cheese. It's okay. I don't.
Yeah, but it's just that you know how regular mac and cheese is dairy in it, so I have to say that.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. It sounds like my opinion on it is like a bad TV show. Like, you know, it's like the Buck Rogers watch. It's like everything's just branded weirdly. The Star Wars alarm clock. Like it's all just like vegan mac and cheese. Just say you make good mac and cheese. I think we're willing to accept at this point that it's a thing. How do you let's drill in on this. is the question, because I have a limited diet too. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's secretive and it involves wood flooring. I think that the question of favorite food may be a stupid question.
Oh.
What do you think? I think it might be a dumb question. I think I'm dumb for asking it. Is there such thing as a favorite food?
Well, it could be something that you eat, like, from most to really often.
Yeah.
That you really enjoy.
That seems like a better question. Because now I'm thinking back on my entire life, and I don't know that I've – and this is something that we'll need people to weigh on. We'll use this as we don't take a survey. I don't think I've ever had an interesting conversation – about someone's favorite food. I think it's a question I ask a lot, but I don't necessarily know if I've asked someone that and then I've been like, boy, what a great tale I just heard. I think most often I ask that to someone and I'm just like, oh boy, that was an answer. Good for you. Or I get preached at. That's the other thing. You could walk into a trap about how you, then they're going to tell me about food and something like that. What we like? Can you remember all your favorite foods in your life? Because everyone's changes.
Some of them. I mean, I love lasagna.
I like lasagna too, and I think I mostly like it because of Garfield. So that's
yeah, you know, think about that too.
It's a big part of it. Like I like chili dogs. That was a thing in my life because of Sonic the Hedgehog. Pizza, of course, because of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Lasagna.
Hell yes, pizza. It's still pizza Thursday for me too.
But it's because of teenage, because some sewer.
Yeah, I grew up with that show. I did.
Yeah, it's just because some sewer cartoons ate it. I'm influenced by TV in that way. It is a little bit odd. I think Sour Patch Kids, the candy, is possibly the only food that I like, and it didn't appear on TV. That's a consistent food in my life, and I don't think I ever saw any character eating that.
Huh.
Right? I think that's my only original.
Candies.
Chef, you know what's a food that I really loved for a while that I don't eat at all anymore? Chef Boyardee.
Oh my gosh, yes.
This is the most disgusting food in the planet.
You know what, that commercial? Those commercials were good.
Let me just say, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of my show, I am not a real culinary expert, as you can hear by my list of favorite foods, being mostly influenced by cartoon cats. But I will say this. The idea of tiny meatballs is in my opinion, a culinary idea that the entire culinary world needs to get on board with. Tiny meatballs that come in a Chef Boyardee food is possibly one of the most genius inventions and the most – if you ever look at a tiny meatball, there's something so – fascinating about it. I don't know what it is. It's just a tiny ball of meat. It's literally the stupidest idea, but it somehow is more interesting. When was the last time you saw a tiny meatball?
Not in a long time.
Wait, hold on. You used a double negative. Not in a long time? As in you just saw one?
Well, no, it's been a long time since I've seen one.
It's been a long time, yeah. I recommend everybody go out this week and go by Chef Boyardee and just look at a tiny meatball for about 4 hours. I guarantee you'll fall in love with it. It's so cute. I don't know what it is.
Tiny balls.
Yeah, you'll fall in love with these balls. And then and then O's? This is somewhat of an interesting conversation, but not really. But the We Didn't Take a Survey we're debating this week. Is asking people their favorite food a stupid question? Deepu, thoughts?
Yeah, I think it is.
Because in the interview that we heard, I sort of accused myself of it. I asked her, you know, is it a bad question? And I think it is. I think asking it is boring. Have you ever had – answer the question in the interview. Have you ever had a discussion about this that was actually interesting?
It, by someone answering with just their favorite food?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, one word answers like they're being not like you're crossing the border. Hello, yes, you from? Are you from Idaho? Wait, on vacation? What's your favorite food? Like pastrami? Oh God! I hope they don't find that hashish in my bag.
Listen, I've had great conversations stem off from every question.
Okay, Okay, but that's not the question. The question is, has the actual question of what's your favorite food ever been interesting? That's the question we have to answer.
Are you asking me now? Can I talk now? Or this is just you being a fucking talking?
I gotta say, every time you ask me for permission, even sarcastically, I like that I have the option. I every time consider like, I don't know. I don't know if I want him to talk really. Yes, what do you want?
Can I talk yet?
Approach the bench. What do you? Yes, fucking. Oh my God, that's not funny anymore. Please create a rhythm to the show. Go, speak.
We have to never ask that question again, in my opinion.
Right? Boring. Yeah. Dumb. Get rid of it. Because what even favorite anything? Even someone's like, what's your favorite album? I don't know. Shut up. Who cares?
Favorite movie? Because the people, hate that. Hate
fuck
that.
That. Yeah. Fuck it.
I always say Blade fuck Runner because I'm scared.
You're scared of Blade Runners? Or are you scared of... Tipu, you're a robot.
Just say the right code and I'll fucking spaz out. No, the
you
reason I say...
Well, we've talked about...
The reason I say Sorry. Blade Runner is because it seems impressive at a distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? I don't want a movie guy you. I don't want this to be a movie podcast. But
of course. Yeah,
of course,
don't do that to me.
Blade Runner... can I tell you why Blade Runner is a bad choice if you ever run into a movie person?
Do it in less than 8 words and I'll hear it.
There are 7 versions of Blade Runner.
That is true. That is true.
So it's the least safe answer because if you ask, I'll be like, oh, the director's cut? Which do you like? Do you like the original theatrical release or the DVD theatrical release? Do you like it with the voiceover narration or without the voiceover narration? And so all of a sudden you're there like, I like how the robots have boobs. Well, and the sexy robots and Harrison Ford.
How many people would you say know about the different versions of Blade Runner?
Everyone that likes that. Everyone who says that's their favorite movie except for you knows about the 9 different versions.
Okay, so when I'm talking to people that say that don't say it's
if you're
their
talking
favorite
to
movie.
Fucking but that's the point is if you're talking to fucking stupid people, why do it? If I ask someone what their favorite album is, I'm admittedly uneducated about music. Because when I consider myself educated on something, I know a lot about it. But if you're going to tell me about your favorite album, A, if you ask, and I'm going to be like, oh, guys, music is good. What voice am I doing? I got to find a new stupid voice.
I actually really like that you don't go Southern. A lot of people go straight to a Southern accent.
Instead, I have Canadian stuck under the water. Okay. No, I'll do – what should I do? I don't want to do Midwest either. People do Midwest a lot for stupid.
Do Eastern European.
Yeah, great. That'll get everyone on our side. it's the worst answer. I don't know. I'll do Gilbert Godfrey. Okay, what a good album. Oh, that's so great. Like,
I might do a bit really better Gilbert than you. Can I give it a shot?
I just was saying that's not my Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh.
Death by Ugo. That's my Gilbert Godfrey. Now you do your Gilbert Godfrey.
Man walks into a bar.
Fucking and sucking and fucking and sucking.
I think
we do it pretty good. I don't think it's a hard impression to do. The reason I chose it was because it was an easy impression to do, so people stopped doing the same stupid voices. But congrats, Deepu. You're a real man of one voice. 1.5 voices. No, it's a good Gilbert Godfrey. I'm really proud of you.
No, it's okay. You can cut all this out. You can probably cut all this out.
Everybody, don't tell Deepu. I don't really find it to be noticeable. Okay. Don't tell him. He can't hear this part.
See,
it's not
you know, it'd
really
be funny if you made a public Instagram post about how unfunny my impression was.
I frequently make fun of you on social media, and you frequently forget that I'm doing it as a bit. I had people on social media find Deepu and call him a burger boy, and he found it very unfunny. I frequently will go on your... Okay. I make fun of you all the time on social media. If you really want me to step it up, I will. I've made an entire 60 podcasts dedicated to making fun of you. Please. I think I'm putting my goddamn time in.
Okay. You are. It's very tiring.
Here's the thing. Either you're a person that loves music and you have a band, and I shouldn't... You're going to bring it up. You're going to talk to me about something you love. But otherwise, if I'm at a party and I'm like, what's your favorite album? And then you go, I can't even fucking think of it. It's Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones. And unless it's Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones, which I happen to know about, every other album I'm going to be like, cool. I love that. That's music. Is it what's it got notes in it? Like, I'm not going to fucking know anything. Yeah. So why are we asking people?
There's no way he's going to describe it.
Why is it a he all of a sudden?
He is or she. I'm
sick of these men saying that women don't have ears. It's a part of their anatomy. You know what? I bet you couldn't even find the ear on a woman. Most men don't know how to find the ear.
Honestly, you know, based on my track record of trying to find things, I probably wouldn't.
I think it's a bad question. I genuinely think it's a really bad question.
It's a kind of question that you whip out when you're in desperate need of conversation. Desperate. You're at a party. You don't know anybody. You just got to say, "Hey, well, do you like sports? What do you like?" And you just got to start from there. You got to start from the bottom. You got to start from zero with this bullshit. So it's a very sad question. Very sad question.
See, I'll throw this out there in terms of making conversation, because we're going to hear in a few weeks, a conversation about me talking about making conversation. But I'll throw the seeds out there right now. It is much more fun in life. If you're a good conversationalist, Deepu's a good conversationalist. I'm a good conversationalist. And I have great conversations with intelligent people. I'm not talking about those people. And there's lots of ways to be a great conversationalist and give people a lot of leeway and find topics. Like Deepu, you hear Deepu, he's a man who's concerned. He's a person who's concerned. He wants to have a good time with you talking. You know, in desperation to doing these things. But if it's really hopeless, if the conversation's really hopeless, it's really a lot of fun I've learned later in my life. Not that much later, actually. I've been doing this for years. It's a lot of fun to just let someone be bad at conversation. When they're really uninteresting and they're really not making an effort and they're not meeting you halfway, it's great to watch them dig themselves in a hole and just listen and just see if you can egg on their bad conversation. Because there's boring conversation. But then there's like, oh boy, if you can really see how far this person will go and you don't point it out, and then just – you don't have to make fun of them. But then later you just go home and you're like, this person – I mean, that's who they are. They're going to be that way forever. There's no fixing them. You know, there's somewhat of a sick pleasure in it.
You must get a sick pleasure after every time we record this podcast.
Yeah, Deepu, I've talked about the uneducatedness of you and the idea of, okay, yeah, I do. I mean, but I tell you about it. I tell you to your face.
No, I know what's happening. But I refuse to look at it as a uneducatedness. It's more of a...
What's so funny I want to defend your uneducatedness. What's so funny is that it happens to be that the format me and Deepu have agreed upon, the things you can and can't talk about on the show, it happens to be that those things are exactly my realm of intelligence. But if you were to make a show in which we step one way left or one way right, Deepu would definitely look more educated than me. But it's very funny that you know, we have these certain rules that we've put in place that, you know, we want to make the show timeless by doing certain things. And we're not going to tell you our tricks. But because of these rules that are put in place in the show, I look very smart.
Oh, is
and
that what
Deepu?
Really? Okay.
Yeah, there's yeah.
That makes me feel better, because I've been feeling like shit this whole year.
Well, I mean, that's also deserved. It doesn't mean you're not still stupid in this realm, okay?
Yeah.
But if you stepped one to the left, we would not look so unequal in some of these conversations. Okay. Let's hear the survey, actually. And now, finally, we actually did take a survey. Patrick of Almost Educational Podcast. This one I think you'll have a lot of opinions about because what I know about you. We should get rid of form letters.
Form letters?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I've come around on this. I used to think all things should be like a uniform form letter sent out for everything. Now I've come to the point where everything should just be a free flow of ideas, where whatever's put down. No, I'm going to go back on it again. Form letters have saved me multiple times at this point.
As a giver or a receiver?
Both.
Okay.
Both in terms of response. I have become a slave to, I'm going to amend this as I speak, Mike. I have become a slave to the form letter, and that has probably saved my job multiple times where I wanted to fire off a freelance thing. And the only times I have, I've gotten a lot of trouble. And so everything else, I have a boilerplate template for about five scenarios where I send it back. And I feel I have an ability to read other form letters when they are sent to me.
Okay. I love it. I was very unsure. I knew you would have an opinion. I was very unsure as to where you'd go with it.
Patrick of a year ago would have went on for about 20 minutes of how it's the downfall of Western civilization. Patrick at an HR meeting 6 months ago now realizes form letters are the best idea ever.
Alan from I Seen That Podcast.
I don't have a problem with form letters for the most part. If there's good information in it, and especially if it's going out to a lot of people, then I'm fine with that. If it's trying to come across as genuine or like personal, then that gets annoying. Like if it's clearly a form letter that's trying to act like it's personalized, those are obnoxious. But if it's just a letter that has good information that you need to know, then I think they're valuable.
The whole crew at Nerds Without Pants podcast.
It's like Dear John, etc. I think any type of reduction in overall correspondence is a good idea.
Just use Twitter for everything.
No, don't use Twitter.
Actually, don't use Twitter at all, ever.
Yeah, you're gonna have a bad time.
I like personalized letters if you're gonna write something out to somebody. But does this mean more like newsletter?
These are like form letters. Like you just like throw the person's information into something that's already been pre-made. Like it's the equivalent of getting a gift card for Christmas from someone that's important to you. It's like, wait, we know each other better than this. Why did
also,
you just give me a gift card?
I have seen more mistakes come from people using form letters than otherwise, where it's like, you know, you get it and it's got little brackets like insert client name here and they forgot to actually insert the client's name.
Yeah.
I've seen this. It looks real dumb when that happens.
Nothing says personalized like insert client name here.
Jabber in the Drone podcast.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, in reference to what?
Every form letter, everything that is, you have not been selected to live in this apartment. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah, I agree. Anything that you take the time to actually apply for or whatever, I feel like should get some kind of a personalized response. Even if it's like taking a form letter format and then personalizing it more than just your name or whatever. Yeah. I agree. Fuck form letters.
I'm of two minds because at one point, yes, it does feel totally impersonal and it's like an extra fuck you on top of that you can tell they just sort of copy and paste one thing and then just put your name at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I like that rather than no response because then I go actually insane.
Yeah, but here's the thing. True. You get rid of the form letter and you hire people to write real letters. Like, we got a jobs problem in this country, right?
Yeah.
That's somebody's job. There you go.
I would split the difference if I'm showing my hand and I would say, if you're rejecting me from something and you just sent me a single email with one word that said no, I would be over the moon happy. Just no.
Yeah.
Like, great. I don't have to read this whole thing. And it's not this weird thing where you think I'm being tricked by your form letter.
It's true because, and honestly, you know from the first sentence. It's either we regret to inform you or congratulations, you're selected for. I don't read the rest of whatever's in there.
Unless they're doing the old tricko routine where they say, we regret to inform you that you're no longer going to be working at your former job because you now work here.
Then I wouldn't know. I would never know. I would never start at that job because I'd be like, oh, fuck those guys.
Here's how crazy I am, Cassidy. I now have to go read every rejection letter I've ever got to make sure that it's not like, that I didn't have.
Oh my God, I got into Harvard. What the hell?
That One Friend podcast.
I hate writing form letters. I think they're dumb. I don't have a 30-second take on it. I don't like them at all. And I just applied for a job, and I hated writing the form letter. I hate writing cover letters. Because I'm very bad at them. In fact, I only use the, I pretty much use the format for the Greetings Exalted One from Return of the Jedi in order to do it right, and I always mess it up, so.
Molly Sperduto of GingerNinjaComedy.com.
I tend to use form letters kind of a lot, even though I try and make them look like they're not form letters, so yes and no.
Great.
If they don't look like them, then yes, or then keep them.
That's a great answer. If they don't look like, okay. Sunny Megatron of American Sex Podcast and Sex with Sunny Megatron on Showtime TV.
You should get rid of form letters that sound like form letters. The really good form letters are efficient and save me lots of time.